Psalm 126, Between Dream and Harvest. Psalm 126 is not a simple song of victory. It is a pilgrim song for people who have tasted deliverance but still live among ruins. The opening feels almost weightless. After exile, the people are like dreamers. That is not unbelief, it is stunned joy. Sometimes judgment is easier to believe than mercy. Long sorrow can make grace feel strange. After Babylon, laughter itself seems too good to be solid. This is the reverse of Psalm 137. There the harps were hung up in silence. Here, God gives song back to the mouth. Historically, the return from exile was not a neat ending. Jerusalem was still scarred, the economy was weak, and many Judeans did not come back at once. Even Babylonian records, such as the Al-Yahudu tablets, remind us that exile had become an established life for many families. So the psalm's sudden turn is not a contradiction, but honesty. After celebrating God's great act, the people still pray for restoration. Calvin saw this clearly. They were truly restored, yet not fully healed. That is often the Christian life as well. We can truthfully say, the Lord has done great things for us, and in the next breath pray, Lord, do it again. There is a quiet Hebrew beauty here. The psalm turns on the root shav, to return, to restore. God is the one who brings back and then must bring back again. Our homecoming begins in his action before it becomes our experience. Then comes the image many Western readers miss, the streams in the Negev. These are not calm brooks. The Negev is dry country, cut by wadis, empty channels that can suddenly fill with rushing water after rain. The prayer is daring, not help us manage our dryness, but send the kind of mercy that rewrites the landscape. The psalm asks for sudden life in a place trained to expect dust. And then the final mystery, sowing in tears. In the ancient world, seed was costly. To sow was to take what might have fed you today and place it into the ground for a future you could not control. In other words, faith often feels like loss before it feels like gain. The Hebrew intensifies the certainty. The sower goes out weeping, and he will surely return singing. This is not sentiment. It is the deep logic of resurrection. Jesus brings this psalm to its fullest meaning. In the Gospel according to John 12:24, the grain falls into the earth and dies, so that it may bear much fruit. The cross is the great sowing in tears. The resurrection is the first sheaf lifted high. So when your obedience feels buried, when your prayers seem planted in dark soil, Psalm 126 says, God knows what he's doing underground. Suggested cross-references, Psalm 137, Isaiah 35, 1-10. Gospel according to John the 12:24, Galatians 6:9, 1 Corinthians 15:20. Hymn suggestion. Come, you thankful people, come. Prayer, Lord, you have done great things for us, and yet we still long for fuller restoration. Send streams into our dry places. Take the seeds we sow in tears, and by the power of Christ's resurrection, bring them to harvest. Amen.